We're going to start out in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, 12th verse. 12th verse. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfast look to the end of that which is abominable. But their minds were blinded, for until this day, remaining the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto the day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to quit reading right there, and today, but you know, as I notice this, the Bible said that we have a greater hope than the children of Israel have. We have a better hope and a better way. I can see from back yonder in the days of old, when God said to Moses, I go to into Egypt, and I want you to deliver my people from out of the bondage that they are in. I've heard their cries. I've seen their tears. And I'm going to come down, and I'm going to deliver them from out of bondage. Now, as the word went on, you know, even whenever God delivered the children of Israel out of bondage, Moses was their leader, leading them to a promised land that floweth with milk and honey. But you know, the veil was still that they couldn't see, as me and you see through faith. Back yonder, they was no saving grace through the Mosaical law. They was no really understanding where they was going. I couldn't find that they knew that they where they was going. As me and you, I have hope to the direction where we're going.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm here to tell you today. Can I tell you whenever God called Moses up into the mountain to deliver him the stones, the tablet of stone, the children, they didn't have no steadfastness to know where the end was at and what waited down. Whenever Moses was taken away, all their hope was gone. Listen, all they could do, wanted to build them a new God.
Yeah.
They wanted to serve somebody but without the leadership of Moses. They didn't know where they was going. Listen, they was a veil there that blinded their mind. They didn't know where they was going.
Amen.
Without Moses, I hope to know today. I know I try to be the pastor. I try to be somebody to tell you about the saving grace there is in Christ Jesus. Listen, and how that we still got hope. If I have to leave, something happens, Without me, you won't be looking. I listen for somebody. I listen, you'll have still. I'll be steadfast in your faith. I look forward towards the same promise. Yeah. And that is at the end of our way, we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. That's steadfast. Listen, and you keep pressing towards your promised land. Well, I tell you what. I'm glad that Jesus, God had worked a plan. Did he come? And they trusted in the Lord Jesus. He said, I'll take down this temple, and 3 days I will build it back. And I'm sure glad. That he built, and whenever 3 days was up, in the tomb, when our Savior come forth, we know, he said, I told the disciples, he said, I'm going away now. They wanted to go with him.
Yeah.
No, you can't go now, but you can come in the days later.
Right.
And you know, I'm glad that God fixed the plan. Whenever they saw our Savior taken away, they wouldn't know this comes to stand still. A veil of unbelief. They moved it out of their hearts and they believed in Christ Jesus enough. I press forward. The apostles, they began to build, they begin to preach the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. One by one, as he dropped out, we don't panic because of the faith that we got in the Lord Jesus is still steadfast and unmovable. Listen,
amen.
I can imagine how that the children of Israel, they went as far. They went. I was Moses. I'm Moses. But they never said nothing about eternal life.
Yeah.
So, whenever Moses was gone into the mountains for a few days, all the world fell apart. I'm glad I live in the grace age. And nothing is not going to tear it down. And we can live and die pressing on. Because at the ending of the way, we got hope. We got a vision of eternal life.
Right.
Boy, just a few days here and I'm going to be gone.
Amen.
But the Bible said that whenever Moses put a veil over his face, at the children of Israel, I could not be steadfast. Looking towards the end of the way, I didn't know what was down there.
Amen.
Well, me and you know what was down there. We get a hold of that. We build on it. I live by faith. I'm not alone. But Jesus, the same Christ that made this possible, he lives within me.
Yeah.
And I'm glad for that. I'm glad today. Listen, whenever we read, the Bible said when we read about Moses, the veil is still there. It was taken out when we got saved. A veil of unbelief. A veil of doubt. But we're not to doubt the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was ended. The veil I was done away with through Christ Jesus. Listen, he done more than we give him credit for. He suffered, bled, and died. That mean you might know what is ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
We might know.
Yeah.
What waits our coming. He give us a change. I to be saved. How we believe in Him. If we believe. That we will repent of our sins. And call on Him. He is still always there. I'm glad for that. Let's go back. I can see how that. You know, Jesus come to His own, and His own received Him not.
Yeah.
But as many as would, He give them power to become the sons of God. And I'm glad for the power that even though He went back and said at the right hand of the Father, He still sent us somebody to lead us and guide us. The third Godhead, which is the Holy Ghost, the power of God. And I'm glad for the Holy Ghost. Whenever we can feel Him all over us, we know that Jesus is near unto us. He ain't left us. We don't have to look for another God.
Yeah.
We don't have to look for somebody else. But Jesus said, I will go with you. He said, let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. But I'd like to read one more verse. God sent so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but listen, in the 11th chapter of the book of St. John's Gospel, in the 45th verse, it said, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on Him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them that things Jesus had done. I then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council. I said, what do we? For this man had done many miracles. If we leave him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. We're living in a time. You see, even the Jews, they knew that they was a higher power. Come from God. Many come to Mary. Whenever God, whenever Jesus called Lazarus back from the tomb, they saw, they witnessed many things that He'd done. They left there. They was worried about their place in society. They was worried about their nation. About this world. I'm glad for Overton County, Tennessee. I love Overton County, Tennessee. But I don't love it enough to give up Jesus for where I live and what I'm doing. They couldn't say that it would not so. They seen it. They seen the things and hear the things that they did. They thought that they could destroy Him and get rid of Him. We just destroy ourselves. That's all we'll do. But this morning, I don't know why. I don't know if you got anything else of the scripture. But listen, steadfast with a greater hope. Listen, a steadfast in Christ Jesus with a better hope than Moses and the children of Israel hand, we have the saving grace.
Right.
The Bible said, the grace that brought faith has appeared unto all men. There ain't been nobody left out. There ain't been nobody shunned or sent somewhere else.
Right.
But we all have got the same equal right to call on the name of the Lord.
Right.
And we got all the promise of salvation to build from the day we get saved unto the day that we let down in death and to take up eternal life there in the presence of Jesus and God and all the elders around about the throne. I'm looking forward for that day when I can see all the hosts of heaven joined together. I listen and we'll sing as a new song. I don't know. You can't sing here and we won't care. It won't matter there because we'll just be a praising of the Lamb for coming, bleeding and dying for our sins that we might make heaven one day after a while. You say, preacher, you know, they just so much that I have to put up with. Everybody that lives for Jesus puts up with things that we don't want to. That you just think about the steadfast, unmovable, up to the end, which is eternal life.
Amen.
Building every day. Building up on your holy face. Praying in the Holy Ghost. It will pay off one day after a while. God so loved the world. Ain't you glad you're in the grace age?
That's right.
Man, man. I'm glad that I was in the grace age instead of wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, not knowing where I was going. I know that Moses, God told Moses that day he would lead them to a promised land which flowed with milk and honey and did. But you know, as far as I know, there was only two people that left Egypt out of the bondage of Pharaoh that entered in to the promised land. Listen. And the disciples said, Lord, will there be a few that saved? He said, to strive that we might enter in. Listen, there's a promise that the Lord had left us, and we got to work day and night. And it's a work we enjoy. It's not a labor of a work that will go unnoticed. But he remembers a labor of love. So when we come to church, whatever we're called on to do, it's just a labor of love.
Yeah.
Because we love him that made it possible. And we can't deny we got a master. We got a savior that all the old law ended with. Jesus is the one that we look to. He's the one we pray to. He's the deliverer.
Amen.
He went away and he so told the disciples, he said, I'm going away and prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I'm looking forward for that day. Just a few days here and it's full of trouble. I'm looking for the day when I can look to my Savior face to face and he say, enter in to the joys of the Lord. What news.
Amen.
Of great joy. Can you imagine when we finally get home?
Hallelujah.
My, my. Just endure till we finally get home and it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
Listen, I can read about Moses and I don't get a lot out of it. I can know what they're doing. and what they're saying, but I can't see like I can through the saving grace of faith. You think about that. Saving grace. Boy, I tell you what, if there's ever been a time, high time, with a loud voice, speaking greatly unto the Lord, it ought to be today. Not keep it quiet, but let the world know who we serve. Mm-hmm. And I feel clear.
Bless
you. I feel like I've delivered to you what the Lord gave me.